Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for these words that remind us that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You do not change. You love us completely. Be with us today as we once again turn to the Gospel of Luke and we look at our humanity, but we also look at your eyes that are looking at us and love us and care for us. Be with us now. Fill us again in your name. Amen. When we see the words deny or denial, many definitions or emotions might come to our minds. Being denied, of course, takes many forms, and none of them are pleasant. Not many of us would say, I really hope I get denied. Unless it is one of those things you really did not want to do. You ever had that moment? You were happy to be denied? At some point in life, we all experience denial in one form or another, and we may get denied a loan or credit or a job or admittance into a school or a relationship. Ah, yeah, those memories in junior high and high school where I liked somebody and they didn't like me. Yes, got denied by that girl. But then there is the experience of living in denial. Denial, of course, is a defense mechanism at times, a skillful tool the mind can employ when the going gets tough and we don't want to deal with something. We can be in denial about something we're not ready to admit or to take on. And though I have been denied and I have lived in denial, and suppose I probably am living in denial of some things right now, I have never, to my knowledge, experienced being denied by somebody who said that they didn't know me anymore or they disown me. And I know that in this room, perhaps some of you have been denied. You've been disowned. Your presence has been denied. And that causes deep pain. Well, today we continue our journey through Luke, and we're going to focus on the passages leading up to the death and resurrection of Christ. And in the story today, we feel the pain of Jesus, of being denied in the most hurtful of ways by Peter, who perhaps was closest to Jesus, or closer to Jesus than almost anyone else. And so today we want to answer three questions before we take communion today. In what ways did Peter deny Jesus? In what ways do we deny Jesus? And how does Jesus respond to these denials? Here's our big takeaway this morning. In my study, my time, Jesus sees us in our denial and still loves us. Jesus sees us in our denial and still loves us. We're going to look at Luke 22, two different passages about Peter's denial. You can take your Bibles if you'd like to and open up to that, or you can look on the screen. Hear the words of the Lord here. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me. And then down to verse 54, where it says, then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance, and when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him in the firelight, stared at him and said, this man also was with him. But Peter denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. A little later, someone else on seeing him said, you also are one of them. But Peter said, man, I am not. Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you're talking about." At that moment, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and he wept bitterly. So this passage comes right after the disciples had been arguing over who is the greatest. This is the next section. Right before, when they should have had an argument about who was the worst in their courage to stand with Jesus. Because to a person, all of them abandoned Jesus. So Jesus has been arrested and we find Peter in this situation. Let's go back to our first question. Put up verses 31 to 34 again here. In what ways did Peter deny Jesus? So here's the setup to all of this. Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat." Or as another version says, "Satan has asked to separate all of you from me." Now it's interesting that Jesus was repeating Simon's name. That's very endearing when he said, "Simon, Simon." But it's accompanied by a warning. And then Jesus says, and this is very moving. I feel like this gets glossed over. We get so plugged into Peter denying Jesus that we fail to see that Jesus says, "I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail." And when, notice Jesus does not say if, but he says, "And when you have turned back, repented, strengthen the brothers." So unlike the story last week with Judas, we see the hope of redemption. We see the hope of deliverance from here. Now, I think almost all of us in some movie at some point have seen a car chase. And inevitably, these car chases lead to a moment where two cars start coming at each other in a one-way street. And you're sitting there, you know, by now we should know that there's probably not going to be a head-on collision. But almost always, the good guy is the one who backs up and gets out of there because they're being chased. And I heard this used as an illustration for Peter as thinking about what is going on with his denial, is that you have this moment where he can see Satan coming at him, and he denied Christ three times, but his repentance was he backed out of it. We'll talk more about that later. Jesus is holding out hope. He's saying, "Peter, you are going to back up. You are going to turn around." And Peter may or may not have heard that very clearly, but Jesus prayed for him. Jesus prayed for him. And yet, in true Peter fashion, he says, "I'm ready to go to prison and even death with you." The bold and blustery words of Peter. Jesus declares, "Before the rooster crows today, you will have denied me three times." Three times shows that Peter was resolved to deny Jesus. And then we go to verse 54. Peter follows at a distance, which is actually more than any of the other disciples did. We have to give Peter credit there. A servant girl sees him and says, "This man was with Jesus." The loyalty and the courage of Peter ended right there. So there are three, as I was studying this, there are three types of denials that we can see here. The first one is a denial by relationship. Peter says, "I don't know him." And in the moment, Peter denies his relationship with Jesus. This is not in any way a simple denial. For 3 years, he's followed Jesus, taken leadership, sacrificed so much because he knew Jesus to be the Holy One of God. Yet, in his fearfulness and vulnerability, he denies that he knows Jesus. The second type of denial is one when someone else says to him, and we perceive that it's a man, he says, you are also one of them. And this is a denial of function. This is a denial where Peter says, I'm not one of them. First he says, I don't know Jesus. Then he says, I'm not one of them. And he even says clearly with an exclamation point, man, I am not one of them. And then the third denial, when somebody asserts, certainly this fellow was with him, for he's a Galilean. The book of Matthew says this person could tell by Peter's accent. He could tell by the way he spoke. And Peter responds, man, I don't know what you're talking about. The book of Matthew said Peter even called down curses. And of course, while he was speaking, the rooster crowed. Perhaps Peter thought he could get away with this somehow, like Adam and Eve. And yet, we see this verse 61. Look at verse 61. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. Sit with that for a minute. If you've ever been busted or caught in something, the last person you want to see is the person you've just offended. And yet, Jesus looks straight at Peter, doesn't say a word, looks straight at him. And of course, Peter felt the weight of that shame. And then he remembered the words that Jesus had spoken to him, and he went out and he wept bitterly. My hope is that we this morning, like I did this week, feel the heaviness of this story for both Peter and for Jesus. All that happened, even so, Jesus sees Peter and his denial, and he still loves him. And it was upon Peter's leadership that Jesus ultimately built the church. And on that day on the beach, Jesus asked Peter 3 times, do you love me? And Peter each time said, I love you. So we've looked a little bit about how Peter denied Jesus. But as we move into this time of communion, we have to stop and consider how we deny Jesus. We deny Jesus in our self-reliance. We're the masters of our own fate. We can take care of things on our own. Jesus is just an add-on. We deny him in our fear of judgment or ridicule, in our silence, because we want to be liked. We deny Jesus in our hypocrisy, saying, oh, we follow Jesus, but not living it. Our actions contradict our beliefs. It's often said our true character is who we are when no one is watching. We deny Jesus, ignoring our God who speaks to us in all kinds of ways. We let the noise of this world crowd out the still small voice of God. And finally, and of course there may be other ways, but we deny Jesus in our lack of love for all of God's creation. We don't get to choose who is more important. God loves all people equally, and he calls us to do the same. And so this is where we meet up with Palm Sunday in this scripture today. Because as you remember, Jesus was marching, going through Jerusalem, and people were shouting and shouting. The Pharisees were saying, hey, would you have everybody quiet down? Quiet them down. And Jesus said, even if they're silent, the very rocks will cry out. The world can try in every way to deny Jesus, but he will not be denied. That's our hope this morning. He is our unstoppable God. We don't need to fear new laws or restrictions that will take away our religious freedom, because Jesus will not be denied. Jesus sees us in our denial, and he loves us. This last Sunday, coincidentally, providentially, there was an article in the LA Times, in an op-ed section, that said, grieving without God is one thing, grieving without God's people is another. It was written by an atheist who had grown up in the church, but straight away had two relatives die during that time and saw the love of God's people, even though this person no longer believed in God. The church overwhelmed them with meals and care and love. Jesus will not be denied. I was moved by it. The person didn't accept Jesus at the end of the article, but they saw the love of Jesus shining through. Holy Spirit can use our regrets as motivation to back up and reverse our course. And I don't know what regrets you have or you're living with this morning, but Jesus sees those. He loves us. He will forgive us of those. And as we go into communion, let us remember that the opposite of deny is to confirm, to accept. In communion, we confirm, we accept, we declare our belief that Jesus died and rose again so that we may be forgiven for the times that we've denied him or will deny him. We don't need to live with our regrets. I don't need to live with my regrets. We can repent. We can reverse course. In communion, we join millions who declare, he is the Christ, the Holy One of God. Let's join together as we read the liturgy and participate.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to learn more about the Free Methodist Church of Santa Barbara, you can visit us online at fmcsb.org. We pray this message has been a blessing to you.